Bobby Bones post show pre show.
What's up late last night watching the Grammys?
So
we talk about, I think Ray mentioned it earlier. We talk about it at length a little later in the show, but I stayed up till 10. Well, those shows are never on time either. So they say 3.5 hours and it turns out to be like 3 hours and 50 minutes. But I did like that Alicia Keys just like knocked the last two awards out.
Yeah.
She was like, all right, time for the, here we go. And best new artist. Okay. And here's best album. And good night.
It was like 10:30 and it was still going. I'm like, what's happening?
Those live shows, man, always run late. So thought it was good, though. I thought the country music reps in it pretty strongly last night.
Yeah.
Yeah, with Casey and Dan and Shay performing.
Maren.
Maren.
Little Big Town.
Yeah, it was good. They got like prime spots inside of that. There was one part of it last night where, did you guys see Diana Ross's tribute?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So she goes out into the crowd. And people are singing in the microphone. Did anyone notice her go up to Abby Smyers, who's a friend of ours, also Dan's wife? And Abby didn't know the song.
No, I didn't notice.
So Abby just.
Oh, that's embarrassing.
No, you couldn't tell it was embarrassing. Everybody else was leaning in, singing with her, right?
Okay, good.
But Abby was smart enough to just pay no, like, not lean in, nothing.
Yeah.
Not move her mouth and even act like she knew it. So Diana Ross just kind of looked at her and sang in her face and moved to the next person.
Didn't that happen to Faith, too, one time? Like, somebody came up and Faith was supposed to sing the song. She didn't know the lyrics to it. And it was all over the news and dumb stuff like that. So
was Faith supposed to know the lyrics?
Yeah, it was just one, like, same thing. Like, you sing the line and she didn't know the line. So it happens to the best of them, I guess. Yeah.
Well, Abby probably wasn't expected it.
Right.
She's not an artist.
I know. Dan's wife.
But she was right on the edge up to where Dan and Shay were.
Love it.
So, and by the way, Eddie and I will do a full Grammy podcast today that you can hear over on the Bobbycast if you want to hear that. How late do you stay?
I don't know when I cut off at all, but definitely not towards the end. I was asleep, and then I watched one thing this morning, Casey's solo performance, which was really, really good. Like, I went and sought that one out.
Yeah, but, and it's, you know, it's almost like Saturday Night Live, too. You don't really watch it live. You kind of go and watch it all back. The cool stuff that people say, and you go back and check it out online. So, yeah, it was a late night for me.
Yeah, nope. I turned that TV off. My husband really wasn't into it either, so.
Like, Lunchbox, it's funny to watch Lunchbox live tweet because he's always like 2 hours behind.
All right, let's live tweet.
So the West Coast people love Lunchbox live tweets.
Well, West Coast gets it at the same time we do.
No,
yeah. It depends. Right? It depends. Yeah. They some live shows go both, some don't.
Would the Grammys go live?
I don't know.
Because that would be like 5 o'clock.
I don't know if West Coast Grammy. Maybe.
Because someone tweeted me and goes, this is why I'm glad I live on the West Coast for the Grammys.
I have a really dumb confession. When the Super Bowl was happening, our friend Mary lives in L.A. And I was like, so they were having a Super Bowl party at her parents' house. And I was like, so do y'all watch it at the same time we do? Like, I didn't know if it was on delay. Because everything in L.A. comes on at a weird time to me. And yeah,
well, generally sporting events, though,
sports is always live no matter what. So anybody else was curious about that.
American Idol was one of the first shows last season to go all live all through, like a network show that wasn't an award show, wasn't a sporting event, but because I was on that show and they went live even West Coast at 5 p.m.
Are they doing that again this year?
I don't know. I'm looking forward to the studio shows. I leave on Wednesday and fly back out and tape Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. For American Idol, 4 days. And then I'm done. Everybody's done until the live shows because we've taped so much and they start running those city shows where they go to the auditions.
Yeah.
And we've got all those recorded. And then we do Hollywood Week. That's when I join the show. Then we do Hawaii. So all that's already done. So there's like 4 or 5 weeks already done.
Well, that's cool.
So there's nothing to do.
When does that start?
March 6th.
Okay.
And I didn't get on the show till late. And so I'm in none of the promo stuff, which is a little...
That's right.
I had to shoot my own promo stuff alone. So they're not going to use it until I'm about to go on the show.
Yeah, that sucks.
And even on the billboards, I drive through Nashville and like everybody's on it but me. And I'm man, I didn't get there.
It's your hometown, man.
I know. It'd be all right. If the show goes another season and gets picked up again and I get renewed, I'll probably be a part of that next year.
Is there pressure for you on that? Like, because they're constantly going to be looking at you this year. Like, is he going to be good enough to keep for another year, right?
Oh, there's always pressure. I mean,
but you don't think about that stuff.
No.
You think about
pressure, you perform to the pressure.
Dang.
It's like people doing shows like this. Every day it's pressure filled. You have to beat the other shows. You have to have high ratings every day. Every quarter hour you're supposed to have high ratings. But if you think about that and you focus on that, it can actually make you react in a negative way. So I do what I can do, the best I can do, try to put you guys in the best spot, and then we just kind of see where the chips fall.
It's a good life lesson. Because my whole life I've worried about pressure. Like if something's like, ooh, high pressure, like, ooh, start worrying about it. Figure it out.
You're
good at controlling that.
Sometimes, most time. The dancing show, I didn't know good. That sucked.
As soon as you always talked about it, as soon as you heard the click, it was like.
Yeah, there's a tick, 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 and then it goes. Like, sucked.
You didn't suck, you want it.
Yeah, I mean, if you can handle it.
It sucked. I was like, oh.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't do the Dancing with the Stars live show last night, which it was in town. I didn't even go to it. They didn't expect I was going to be here. Then I was here. Then I didn't get invited to go, I don't think. Oh. So I was like, you know, I'm not going to hop out there because they have somebody else hosting now. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to be like, make him feel weird. Because Grocery Store Joe's doing it right now.
Oh, okay.
And I don't want to make him feel weird. So, yeah. That's the deal. You have a good weekend?
I did. Yeah. It was pretty good.
I'm ready for it not to be cold.
Yeah.
I'm ready. I can handle the cold. I just don't enjoy the rain.
Yeah. We got to drop kind of early. We got some stuff to do. Just want to come on. Say what up. Eddie and I will do a podcast on the Bobbycast about the Grammys today. There's one with Emma and Sasha from Two Pros from Dancing with the Stars that were in town. Amy's recording one with her husband Thursday. The one goes up. Her husband's on it for the first time, huh?
Yeah. It'll be live on Thursday. Mm-hmm.
And then by live, it'll be loaded.
Yeah. What are you supposed to say?
I just say it'll be up on Thursday. Okay. A new episode will be up.
Sorry.
And the guys have a sports show that they'll do today called The Sore Losers. What do you guys talk about when there's no sports?
No, there's always sports.
There's always sports.
You guys talking about the new football league?
Exactly.
Yeah.
What new football league?
Oh, no. Amy doesn't know about it. She has no clue.
Your husband will tell you soon. There's a new league up now.
Basically, Amy, football's not stopping.
Ever.
Uh-uh.
Can't stop, won't stop. All right, we're going to go. Thank you so much. Here is Monday's show. If you're listening to this now, this is not part of the show that was on the air. This is the post-show, pre-show. We do it when the show's over. And away we go.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
All right. Welcome to the show. Got another great week for you. Tennille Towns, my favorite artist, is coming in today. Going to break some news today with her. So that being said, let me say hi to all my friends. Good morning, studio!
Morning!
Amy, you're telling me, because I used to get pulled over all the time coming to work just because I would drive in at really odd hours.
Yeah.
And there would be me driving at 3 o'clock in the morning. And who's that? There's nothing good doing at 3 o'clock in the morning. You know? What are you doing at 3 o'clock in the morning? You better be delivering a paper or going to your radio show.
Mm-hmm.
That's about it. So if a cop pulls you over, you have a new strategy over there.
Yeah. Apparently, the longer you can talk to an officer, like just keep them chatting with you, the less likely you are to get a ticket. So, you know, follow all the rules that you should when you're getting pulled over, like pull to a safe place, 10 and 2, be respectful, but then just chat, 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 talk, 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 talk.
Okay, let's practice. You'll be the cop.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm like, I'm pulling over, and then you knock on the window. I should probably already have it rolled down, huh?
That's
probably why I'm getting the ticket to begin with. Go ahead.
Yeah. Do you know how fast you were going?
What are you watching on Netflix?
Oh, actually, I just started.
Oh, that works like that?
Yes, yeah.
Wow.
Are you watching that too?
I am.
Yeah, I don't know. Talk about whatever you
can. What was your last dinner before you go to execution chamber?
Oh, ooh. Probably mac and cheese.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. What about you?
Oh, thanks for asking, Mr. Officer. Like 30 minutes later, I'm out of a ticket.
Yeah. Do you have your license and registration?
I don't.
Oh.
Sorry.
I don't know.
What's your favorite color?
Blue.
Okay. Well, so the longer you talk to a cop, the more they feel like they know you, and they probably let their friends out.
That's exactly it.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. So chat away.
By the way, let me say this about our friends, the police officers, whom I love and respect, by the way, so much so, that when I get pulled over, I do roll my window down. I do to put my hands on the steering wheel, especially if it's at nighttime, all the time, so they can see my hands, so there's no funny business going on. Because they're risking their life every time they pull somebody over. You ever see those videos where a cop goes up to the car and the idiot just starts shooting at them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, every time a cop pulls somebody over, they're dealing with that maybe happening to them.
Right.
So I put my hands up. If it's nighttime, I turn my light on as soon as they get pulled over so they can see inside the car. I mean, I'm one step away from getting out, put my hands behind my back, laying on the street. I don't do that.
Don't do that.
So I'm one step away from that.
Because then you'll look guilty.
Just laying back on the ground, face down. But yeah, then, you know, yes, sir, yes, ma'am. And if you're nice to people, they tend to be nice back to you.
Mm-hmm.
Just generally in life.
Yeah. Sometimes maybe they just need somebody to talk to.
I didn't think about that. What if they were pulling me over to get a mini radio show in the morning? Like, they pull me over going, this is Bobby Bones. This is what he's going to say.
Some of my favorite stories from our listeners is when they get pulled over and they're listening to the Bobby Bones Show and the officer is like, I'm listening to the Bobby Bones Show too. And they've gotten out of tickets. That's pretty cool.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
Our producer, Raymundo, is in the glass room with a stack of news. Raymundo, what you got?
Yeah, in weather news, lots of rain in the south today. Snow and ice around the Great Lakes. The north, they're going to see a ton of snow.
In school news, in Denver, the public schools are going to go on strike. All schools will remain open. The teachers are just going to be striking. A lot of substitute teachers are filling in. And finally, congrats to Casey Musgraves. She took home Best Country Album at the Grammys last night. Bobby Bone, come on.
Man, I hope your morning is going awesome. Now, early in the morning, sometimes I come in with facts about country music history because I love it.
The Bobby Bone Show.
On this day in
country music.
I have a lot to live up to. You know why?
Well, you're country music's youngest historian.
Thank you very much. Now, today's a big day because this is my favorite country song ever of all time. In the history of country music ever of all time. This is the number one country song. I've said it before. Do you know what it is?
Friends in Low Places.
No, that's not my favorite. That's the most famous.
Favorite country song.
Yeah.
Ooh, I don't know if I know this.
You do. I've said it. I've Insta-storied it. On this day in 1975.
75.
So the song was out before I was born. This day,
so
1975.
It's something you listen to with your grandma?
No, maybe a little bit. I don't think that's why. It's a slow song. It was this artist's first number one country hit. It won a Grammy Award for Best Male Country Vocal Performance. Before the song was come out, this artist was known as primarily a songwriter for other artists.
But okay.
With the success of this song, he then started to become his own artist. Okay. Go ahead.
It's Willie. Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain.
Blue eyes crying.
Come on.
In the rain.
This song gives me chill bumps every time I hear it.
When we kissed goodbye and parted.
44 years ago, this song came out.
I knew.
Willie Nelson recorded the song for his concept album, The Redheaded Stranger. Which is the Redheaded Stranger's thinking about to his lost love. And that's what this is. It was written by Fred Rose and originally performed by Roy Acuff. If you want to hear that version?
Yeah.
Here you go.
Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Different tone?
Yeah. Like a bit of a mariachi.
Yeah.
Random fact here, this was the last song Elvis Presley played before he died.
Ooh.
In the early morning of August 16th, 1977, he played it on his piano in Graceland, and later that day, he died.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So,
Blue,
my favorite country song.
I'll never forget that, Bones. I'll remember that now.
Do you know my favorite song ever?
What?
Favorite?
Not country.
Bye. John Mayer, Stop the Strain.
No, that's up there.
It's R.E.M., everybody heard.
It's not. When I tell you, you'll go, oh.
Oh, one of those Enya songs.
Oh, I know what it is. It's Ain't No Sunshine.
Yeah, Ain't No Sunshine. So Ain't No Sunshine, Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain, and Stop This Train are probably my favorite three songs.
I'll never forget those, Bones.
Thank you very much.
Blue.
That's on this day in country music history.
In the rain.
I wish you could sing that song. If I could sing that song.
You can. Cover your nose.
Blue eyes crying. In the rain.
Got it.
Nailed it.
Yeah?
Perfect.
Blue.
Thank you. There you go.
That was
On This Day in
Country Music.
Bobby Bones.
Yes.
Whitney in Kansas has a bone to pick with me. Hi, Whitney.
Hi.
What's happening?
Not much.
Well,
I don't have a bone to pick with you.
Okay. Go. Yeah. Your tone says so. But go ahead, Whitney.
No, I'm just worried that with all the hype on Lunchbox's surprise that there might be a little, not disappointment, but you know how you hype up the movies, and you guys talked about that the other day, and then they're just not quite as good as you expected from the hype.
I know. And like I said that, I don't like to hear about a hyped up movie because it's never as good. I'm going to tell you this. Lunchbox is as good. Oh, it's going to be crazy. Come on, Whitney.
I'm super excited for Lunchbox. I am. I can't wait.
But you don't think it could possibly live up to the hype?
Oh, no, I'm not saying it couldn't. I'm just saying I'm worried.
Mm. Well, don't you worry, child.
Yeah, it'll be fine.
It'll be fine. Amy knows what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Is it worth the hype?
It's hypeable for sure.
At some point, and this week, we'll find out, you know? Hey, I appreciate you listening to the show. How long have you been listening?
Oh, I love you guys. You guys are awesome. About 3 years.
Oh, that's solid years right there. Thank you very much. We appreciate that. Well, I hope you have a good day at work, and thanks for being a part of the team here. And when you finally hear it, I hope you call me back and go, either A, what a letdown, or B, which you're probably going to say, that was worth the hype.
All right, will do.
All right, Whitney, thank you. By the way, at some point this week, we finally reveal what the big surprise is to Lunchbox. Not just Lunchbox's surprise, but because he's the only one that gets to take part in said
surprise.
Mm-hmm. But it's a surprise to him. So that happens. How you feel about that? You feel good about it?
I do.
Yeah. Amanda in Missouri, you're on the show. Hi.
Hey, Bobby. How are you?
Really good. Thanks for calling. What do you want to say?
Well, I have my daughter here who is totally geeking out and wants to say hi to you.
Okay, put her on.
Okay, hold on. Hi, Bobby.
What's happening? What's your name?
My name's Melanie.
And Melanie, how old are you? Like 19?
Nine
years old. Yeah. Come on, guys. So, what grade are you in, Melanie?
I'm in third, and I'm actually sitting in the parking lot outside of my school.
Oh, yeah? Do you like school?
Yeah.
Yeah? What do you learn at school right now? Like, what are you studying?
We're doing weight right now, math.
Weight, like 16 ounces equals a...
pound.
Yeah, come on.
Wow.
Yeah.
She's
good. That's right. And you're doing math. Do you know all your times tables at 9 years old?
Not quite yet, but we're still learning them.
7 times 7, Melanie?
49.
Come on. Wow. Look at this. This is amazing. Wow. What else are you learning, Melanie?
We just finished science about forces and stuff.
Forces, like an object in motion stays in motion unless acted upon by another force. That's called what? It's called inertia.
I don't think it's called motion.
I don't expect a 9-year-old to get that.
I didn't even know that.
All right, hey, Melanie, I'm going to send you, let's send her a B-team hat or something. Can we do that? Can I send you like a signed gift? Is that cool, Melanie?
Yeah, can we have a...
She's going in for the pick. Go ahead. Let's see if I have what you say. Go ahead.
Do you have a Raging Idiots guitar pick? I play guitar.
Wait, do we have Raging Idiots?
We can find some.
We can probably find one. I'll tell you what, we'll send you a grab bag of stuff. Because I don't know that we... If we don't, we'll make sure you get a lot of cool stuff, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, have a good day at school. Shout out your school. What school is it?
Dwell Elementary.
Yeah, come on. That's
awesome.
All right, Melanie, have a good day. We'll send you the stuff. Stay on the phone. Don't hang up.
Okay.
There we go. Bobby Bones Show.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number 2's 30 Second Skinny.
Kacey Musgraves took home 4 Grammy wins last night, including the big one of the evening, Album of the Year for Golden Hour. And also Best Country Duo Group Performance went to Dan and Shay for Tequila. Dolly Parton was celebrated this weekend as the 2019 Music Cares Person of the Year. Maren Morris, Little Big Town, Kacey Musgraves, Miley Cyrus, and Katy Perry all sang together at the Grammys with Dolly. Here's them all doing 9 to 5.
From 9 to 5, everybody.
You're in 9 to 5.
Exciting news for Tyler Hubbard of Florida Georgia Line. He and his wife Haley are expecting their second child. They revealed the news by kissing her belly at a red carpet event this weekend. I'm Morgan number 2. That's your skinny.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something.
See, she hits a rut, flips her vehicle, and it crashes into an icy pond. Only problem is she broke her arm, so she can't get her 2 kids out of the back seat.
Oh.
The 6-year-old daughter crawls out and says, "Oh, Mom, you can't help." Goes back in and gets her 2-year-old sister out of the car.
Oh, wow.
As it's going down in the pond.
Wow, the kid crawled back in the car and saved the kid.
Yeah, the 6-year-old saved the 2-year-old.
Wow, that's crazy. And you gotta be freaking out as a mom watching your kid go back in, but then I bet you have to be going, please, go back. That's wild. Everybody lived.
Mm,
that's what it's all about, right? Amy's golf clapping over there.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Brownstone, Indiana. 28-year-old Blaze is in jail, and he's like, you know what? I got to get outside. I got to make a run for it. So he climbs up in the ceiling. Thinks he's going to climb out of the jail, and he gets to the waiting area, and boom, falls right through the ceiling.
That's funny, huh? I mean, imagine everybody, though, not him, because he's freaking out, but imagine you work at the jail, and you hear, and you look up, and one of the prisoners falls through and lands on the floor.
That'd be pretty awesome.
You probably jump on him and start...
They had to tase him because he tried to make a run for the door.
Yeah, I was going to say, you probably have to jump and hold him down.
And so he's charged with attempted escape.
And we're not going to acknowledge that his name is Blaze, that he's going to go through. We're not saying anything about that. We're all good.
Oh, I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Are you sick of paying high interest rates on your credit cards? Want to consolidate multiple credit card payments down to one payment at a lower rate? Then LightStream is a no-brainer. Refinance your credit card balances with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. Get a rate as low as 6.14% APR with AutoPay. The rate is fixed, so it will never go up. There are zero fees, and you can apply online in minutes. It's so easy, you don't even have to leave your house. You can even get your money as soon as the day you apply. LightStream rewards people with good credit with a low rate and an easy process. Want to save even more? Listeners get an additional interest rate discount. The only way to get this special discount is to go to LightStream.com/country. That's LightStream.com/country. Subject to credit approval, rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com/country for more information.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up. Come on, Bobby.
Amy versus Lunchbox. Ready for the questions?
Yeah. Ready.
So I'll ask Amy 3 dude questions, Lunchbox 3 lady questions. Let's go. Amy, Husqvarna, Cub Cadet, and Troy-Bilt are brands primarily known for what? Husqvarna, Cub Cadet, and Troy-Bilt are brands primarily known for what?
Probably it's some sort of like, I'm either seeing it as like a tool or drill or like on a big rig. Like an engine, like a big old truck.
I need an answer.
Troy-Bilt.
Another brand?
Husqvarna.
Oh, are you still talking? Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm still talking.
I need to answer in 3, 2, 1.
Big Griggs.
Big Griggs, he says.
Big Griggs.
Big Griggs.
Big Griggs.
No, sorry. Lunchbox.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, just tools.
Just steal. No, I'm sorry. It's lawnmowers. Sorry, you guys are wrong.
Okay.
All right, no point there. Amy, the Transporter, Crank, and the Meg are all movies with what action actor? I'll read them again. Transporter, Crank, the Meg are all movies starring what actor? I saw the Meg on my airplane offered up.
Is it good?
Like, no, I didn't. I mean, I saw it offered up.
I've never heard of these movies.
Go ahead.
Arnold Schwarzenegger?
No, I'm sorry. Lunchbox.
The only name that comes to my head is Jason Statham, but...
Jason Statham is correct.
What?
Transporter movies are big. That? And the Meg, I think the shark one that you
I don't
came
even know on? What Meg or any of them are.
Yeah, okay. Well, good. Okay. You guys have established that.
Cool. Wow.
Those are all big movies, though.
Good guess.
Ready, Amy.
Uh-huh.
Number 3. In the NBA, the Clippers play in what city? The Clippers.
Why am I thinking... It can't be. Why am I thinking L.A.? Because I feel like L.A. has the Lakers. So who's the Clippers? Why am I thinking L.A.?
I don't know.
Could L.A. have two teams? The Los Angeles Clippers. I know it's the L.A. Lakers. I need to shut up. Clippers. The Cincinnati Clippers.
Oh.
The Kentucky Clippers. The Connecticut Clippers.
In the NBA, the Clippers play in what city? Amy, any answer?
L.A.
Correct.
Yeah, okay, we were like, oh my gosh, she's dancing
well,
all around.
I was like,
it.
I just have to go with what I only know. They have two teams?
They do.
One day they'll move to Cincinnati.
Learn some every day.
No, Kentucky. Hopefully they'll be closer to us.
No, yes.
Okay, 1-1. Lunchbox, we're coming over to you, buddy.
Feel good about that one.
By the way, Lunchbox is up 8-3 on the season. Amy, you could really use a victory here.
I know. I'm aware.
Lunchbox.
Yep.
Taylor Lautner.
Yeah.
Turns 27 years old today.
Got it.
Happy birthday, Taylor Lautner. What was his character's name in Twilight?
Ooh. God, there's only two options.
What they are?
No, I'm not going to tell you. Because if I guess one and I get it wrong, she gets it.
He's Unless you're totally wrong.
He's definitely Jacob.
Show me Jacob.
Yeah!
Wow!
Oh, yeah! It was Jacob or Edward. I've never seen it. Just took a guess. Woo! Yes!
Look at this guy. That's a good
oh,
one.
Man!
You gotta give credit where it's due.
Woo!
All right. Lunchbox.
Yep.
Art gallery director Cook Maroney got engaged to what actress?
Oh.
Art gallery director Cook Maroney got engaged to what actress?
Don't worry about it. Go ahead and hit it. Jennifer Lawrence.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah! Wow. Yeah!
And I believe he clinched
oh,
again.
It, boys and girls! Yeah!
How does
he do it? I don't know.
Everybody hands go up.
And they stay there!
down 9-3, Lunchbox in the lead, and another win, he wins the season, Amy. How does he know all the girl stuff?
I don't know.
Well, how do you know?
He didn't know my guy stuff that I got wrong.
Is someone tipping you off on these questions? That's what I just got told.
Oh no, he guessed Jason Statham out of nowhere.
Yeah, that was weird.
Well, I mean, he's
like, I have never heard of any of those.
I don't
movies.
Even think this is a real name, but I'm gonna put some syllables together. Jason Statham.
Let me see.
Wow, you got it.
Jason Statham. I've never seen Twilight before.
I'm just
going to
make some random noises with my mouth.
Jacob!
And we'll see what happens.
Jacob.
Yes! Wow! We're just giving you a hard time.
Yeah, hey, listen, congrats, guys, dude.
Now, people hate when you're great. Sort of like the Patriots. People hate on them. They hate on me. I mean, she gets Los Angeles and we don't freak out.
I didn't guess. That was the very first thing
in my
head.
I'm giving you a hard time. I think you're winning legitimately.
Yeah,
I mean, I do.
Yeah, we're just kidding.
If you can't get poked around here, you can't.
I am just... I thought you were going to ask me a question about art. When you started about art director Cook, I was like, really? We're going to go art?
All right, there we go. Lunchbox, congratulations.
Man, I love Mondays.
He loves Mondays.
Wow.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Hey, coming in a second is Tennille Towns. She has a song. Somebody's daughter. And I know they can't hear me right now, but we have this program called On the Verge where it's like hundreds and hundreds of radio stations absolutely launch someone's career and they play the song all the time. It's the hardest thing to get in all the music. And we're going to surprise her, tell her that she's the On the Verge artist in this song.
She has no idea.
She has no idea.
Oh, that's going to be cool.
they're in the break room right now, so they can't hear us. So she's going to come in, she's going to play. And then I'll tell her she's the On the Verge artist. And that just means it's just guaranteed airplay. Just for months. Just like, boom, here's a song.
Wow.
Which takes years and years for a lot of people. But like, we've been lucky that our class of, she's my class of 2019. Last year, Morgan Evans got it, was in the class of 2019. The year before that, Luke Combs. And so we kind of have a good program here. Class of 2019 to On the Verge to superstardom, hopefully. So she's coming in next and she's going to play. Tennille Towns coming in with a surprise for her coming up.
Go. On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Tennille Towns.
Amy, y'all, she's coming as Tennille comes in.
Hey,
there she is,
cookies.
Tennille Towns. Come on in here.
Hi, how's everybody doing?
Tennille's my favorite. She's my favorite new artist.
Hey, Bobby.
Hi, Tennille.
How are you?
Pull that microphone over towards you. You good?
Okay, I'm wonderful, thanks. How are you?
I'm good. Yeah,
good.
I'm really good. Good to see you.
It's good to see you, too. Thanks for having me.
You know how, Amy, you have... And Tennille and I would say we're friends-ish.
We are, yeah.
Yeah, we're friends-ish. We've done shows together, and outside of the studio, we've done stuff. But you know how you become friends more so with people because of Instagram direct message?
Mm-hmm.
And like you comment on stories. Because I have like 10 friends. Because I don't comment a lot of Insta direct message stories.
Yeah.
But I feel like Tennille and I talk on Insta story about messages a lot.
We
like
do, yes.
Yeah, she's one of my Insta message friends.
Mm-hmm. I love that. Yeah.
Tennille Towns is here. I want to say this. She is playing our iHeart Country Festival in Austin, Texas on May 4th, which is a big deal.
I'm so excited.
That's right. It's a massive stage. It's going to be really great. I was super excited whenever I saw that you were on
the list. Thank you. I'm so excited to be there.
Tennille Towns is here, one of my class of 2019. And we're going to play Somebody's Daughter in a second. But I know you have your guitar.
I do, yeah.
And I always like to hear you play songs that I've heard you play before, like a wave. And I know you... when you come play for me, you would do At Last from Etta James.
Yes, I love that song.
I know it's early.
I'll give it my best go.
You know, I hate to put you in a place early for you. It's a big song. Do you guys want to hear it or no?
Yes.
You want to hear it? Okay, Tennille
All
Towns
right,
is
thanks,
here.
Bobby.
And this is her doing At Last from Etta James. Hey guys, so because of licensing rules, we can't play anything with music on this iHeartRadio channel or podcast anymore. But you can go to BobbyBones.com to see it. We hate that we had to take it down. It wasn't our decision, but I just wanted to keep you up, and we wanted to keep up as much as possible. So go to BobbyBones.com to watch or hear whatever you're missing right now, and thank you for listening to the show, and sorry about all the legal stuff.
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Come on.
Yeah.
How good is that?
Thanks,
how good is that? Amy, we would be doing a show, and she would play this song. You know how our people are. They like to have fun. They're rowdy. She played a song, they'd all shut up.
Right.
They wouldn't even shut up for me. I'm doing comedy. They wouldn't even shut up for me. She played that, they'd be like, they didn't even watch. Listen, Tennille Towns, I'm a big fan. And so I am super excited to tell you that in our company and in radio, the biggest thing that you can possibly get for a new artist is called On the Verge. And it means that you get absolute, like, airplay. We want everybody to hear you quickly and a lot because that means we believe in you so much. And... it only happens a few times a year, and you are our newest On the Verge artist. Yeah. So I am so happy to tell you that.
Wow.
That, like, I, it's so special to me because I know from just getting to know you that you would play on a street corner. As long as you could eat, you just play music.
Yeah.
Like, that's all you just care about, making the art.
Mm-hmm.
And I love to see someone that loves the art so much, you know, get a real, real shot.
Thank you.
So
this is insane. That's just crazy. Thank you so much for believing in this. Really appreciate it so much.
So as of today, right, today, people start playing. Did you know about this? No? As of today, like, hundreds of radio stations start to play your song.
Dang.
Just straight up, and it's a whole. So I'm really happy to tell you, and I'm really excited for you.
Thank you for being the one to tell me and for believing in this from the beginning, Bobby. It means a lot.
Tennille Towns is here, and her, hey, record guy, come up here for a second. Just come up to this microphone.
Steve.
So this, his name is Steve. Steve, what is your position at, and what record label do you work?
Sony, which is Arista RCA Columbia.
So you work for Sony, mm-hmm. And what's your job?
Executive Vice President, Promotion and Artist Development.
That's a lot of words. That's a big deal.
It's just a lot of words.
It's a big deal.
It's a lot of letters.
What does it mean when you hear you have an artist that gets to On the Verge?
Instant success for us, because you guys have partnered with, in the past, Cam, Luke Combs, Mitchell Tenpenny, Marin, and now Tennille.
That's a pretty good group to be in, right?
That's
a really good group to be in. So,
and I don't think any of them have not been a top five. Most of them go number one. You know?
Every one of those, at some point, in some shape, form, or fashion, was number one, which is awesome. And big selling, which is really important to us.
Well,
so thank you to iHeart for your support.
Listen, you know what we do? We just see the good things. We don't actually make it. So that we're, and you know the thing about Tennille, we're talking about you like you're not here, Tennille, is that I think that without, she's so different, mm-hmm. that without a push, I think people would be scared to go, mm-hmm. we're behind this. Like, just talking just as frank as possible. Because
yep.
she's very different. That's what I like about her the most. But it's always the most different people that cut through the hardest, mm-hmm. and shift absolute narratives of how music, country music, art is all done. And I think she's that good and that different.
So do we. That's why we signed her and yeah, let right. her make the record. And yeah. So it's a great partnership, but all the credit goes to her.
Mm-hmm. I would agree with that. Tennille Towns at our iHeart Country Fest, out with Dierks, our newest On the Verge
Thank
artist.
You.
Come on.
Oh, my gosh. This is real life.
This
so
song,
cool.
Somebody's Daughter, which, give me the quick story. You've told it before, but our listeners may be new to you.
Okay,
tell me the
cool.
story of this song.
Well, this was inspired by a drive I took with my mom. We were going furniture shopping and took this exit off the interstate and saw this young girl standing there holding onto a cardboard sign. And it's one of those moments where you just, like, pulls at something in you and you wonder what her story was and what happened to her. And just thinking about the fact that everybody's got a story. Thank you so much for playing it.
This is so cool. Somebody's Daughter, Tennille Towns. Good to see you, my friend.
Good to see you.
Wait, don't get too big for us now. I know you're going to be a big
on,
deal.
No,
when you leave here, she's going to be a big deal. Yeah. You know what I mean? I can barely get Marin to call me back now. You know what I mean? I'm just kidding.
Bobby.
All right, Tennille, congratulations.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So apparently, smelling food can help you stop craving unhealthy things. So whatever you're craving, grab onto it and just smell it as long as you can. The longer you smell it, the less you'll crave it.
Amy, these cookies are over here that Tennille Towns brought.
Yeah.
If I smell them, it's closer to my mouth, so it's that much easier. And then two, I'm going to want them even more.
No, that
Let me,
no.
Here you go. Give
okay.
it a shot.
Stop. In this study,
will,
if you smell unhealthy snacks for long enough, you'll lose
I
your appetite.
Here we go. Oh, I want them. Even
let me
more.
Smell. Let me smell.
They're so.
You know what I saw on Instagram? Somebody, you know Enrique in our company?
Yeah.
What's his name? He posted some video of a girl on Instagram sniffing a cheeseburger and then taking a bite of an apple. And then she'd sniff the burger and bite the apple. And then she sniffed a Diet Coke and took a chug of water, sniffed a Diet Coke. And I was like, maybe she's onto something.
Oh, gosh.
But hold on. Oh, my gosh. These smell so good.
I know. Don't you
don't
want
eat
them?
It, Amy.
Like, I want like five of them now. I know. Thank you.
Okay, well, I mean, I'm not going to eat them.
Yeah, because we're on the air. You might during. Okay. Give me another story, Amy.
Okay. I've got 5 first date ideas for Valentine's Day that won't be awkward.
Okay. Well, okay, go ahead.
Okay.
Number
so
one,
if you're looking
FaceTime.
For something to do.
Go ahead.
Karaoke.
Okay.
Fun?
Yeah. If someone's got to be pretty down to go to karaoke, though.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, that's a tough one.
Yeah.
That somebody has a personality for it or they don't.
Okay. But
okay. Go ahead.
A museum.
The opposite.
A comedy club?
Again, here's the risk on the comedy club, because if it's somebody who's doing vulgar jokes, which a lot of them do at clubs, it just feels awkward. If they're talking about, like, you know, sex.
Yeah, doing it.
No, that'd be awkward.
It's like, you're like, ugh.
Okay. Yeah.
So I don't agree with that one, but
okay.
Go ahead.
Bowling or ice skating is on here. It's super casual, but get this, leaves the door open for some physical contact.
Bowling? What? Let me show you, baby. Ice skating, maybe a bit of...
Well, if you, like, run into
holding her hand.
Because she needs help. She's going to fall down.
I'll fall down.
Or she, exactly. You'll fall down, and you'll be like, can you help me up?
Then she
and
never,
then you make
she never
her fall
answers
down.
My call again. Okay.
And lastly, an arcade. Like, think like Dave and Buster's or something.
I have so many germs in bowling and arcade. That's all that goes through my head.
Okay. Right. You're
0%
fun.
Fest. Karaoke of all those would be the most fun. But if you go to karaoke with someone who's not into karaoke and won't get up there and sing, it's pretty miserable.
Mm-hmm.
I've done that before. Like, yeah, I don't want to. I'll just watch. No. We're supposed to both enjoy it. All right. What else?
So there's this woman whose partner, she can't. The partner cannot afford the engagement ring that she wants. So she's asking people, like, what to do, because she's thinking about postponing it until he can afford it. His budget is $1,000 for the engagement ring. And she's like, that doesn't fit into it. I've looked at everything in that range and nothing is appealing to me. So I don't know.
So what's the question?
She got responses and people were divided. Like,
what's the question?
I guess she's saying, should she delay the engagement until he can afford to get her what she
wants.
What
on earth?
Okay. Amy, your answer?
I wouldn't delay it. I would try to find something that worked. First of all, I don't want to pick it out. I want him to pick it out. So, and then that's what's special. And then later down the line, maybe you can add to it and get something that you want. That would be my advice.
So you say don't delay it?
No.
Lunchbox?
If I'm the guy, I'd break up with her, because that's what I would do. Because if she comes to me and says, hey, we're going to delay it because you can't afford the ring I want, I'd be like, guess what? It's from my heart. If you don't like it, get out.
Okay. I will give a different opinion than both of you. I say delay it. And here's why. The guy knows what he's got himself into already. That she doesn't just turn into that right when they're engaged.
He already knows.
He already knows.
Like, issues with
that. So you don't break up with her because you already knew she was like that. You don't get engaged to someone, all of a sudden they turn into a, you know?
Yeah.
You've known the whole time that those kind of things are important to her. And so, if you've agreed to get into a bond, regardless if it's this or if it's family or whatever's important to them, if they're not receiving what they need to be fulfilled, and you already know that, you have to wait. I also don't agree. Like, for me, I'd be like, I couldn't date someone like that. But
you wouldn't
if I
let
got
it get to that
point,
right?
I would know what that's about.
And you would, you must love all these other amazing things about her, and this is one of her faults.
So, or is it a strength to him? Maybe he likes that she's so dedicated to getting what she wants. Listen, people like different things. I would delay it. He knows what he got himself into already.
Delay it to make more money?
Delay it until you can save up and buy the ring.
Yeah, can you say gold digger?
Maybe. But what if he's like a hot digger? What if she's like so hot? Like, what if he's like a...
Exactly.
What if he's like
Thank you for that.
What if he's like a doofus? Like, he looks like me, right? A big nerdy. But, and then she's super hot.
Hot digger?
Yeah, hot digger.
He's digging for the hotness.
Yeah.
I think we all are hot diggers.
Amy, is that it?
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
Thank you very much.
That was Amy's pile of stories. Bobby Bones Show. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number two's 30 Second Skinny.
Kacey Musgraves took home 4 Grammy wins last night, including the big one of the night, Album of the Year for Golden Hour. Because the sky
is fine. Not to say that I called it, right? I'm not trying to be braggadocious. Yet we're stuck out. How's Abby for it? She messaged me back last night. I was like, congratulations. And I was surprised that she looked at her phone.
Yeah.
But, it was super cool. I knew she'd win country. It's on record here on the show. I was super pumped that she won Album of the Year. I sing that song good in the shower, too. I don't know if you guys could tell by me singing along.
I could tell.
That's really one of the ones I do well in the shower with. Morgan, thank you. Thank you. What else?
And then Best Country Duo Group Performance went to Dan and Shay for Tequila.
Look at that. This is them last night. It was really cool to see them win, and then it was cool to see Brothers Osborne go, hey, it's really cool they won, because Brothers won that award at the CMAs. So that's good. There was a story last night with Brothers Osborne where what happens is Brothers Osborne always gets confused with Old Dominion by people that aren't country music. And so they went and they were getting their picture taken, and for once they didn't put Old Dominion under the Brothers Osborne picture. Instead, they put Florida Georgia Line.
Oh. Oh.
I saw Brothers tweet out, well, at least it wasn't Old Dominion this time. So, yeah, what else, Morgan, number two?
Dolly Parton was celebrated this weekend as the 2019 Music Cares Person of the Year. Maren Morris, Little Big Town, Casey Musgraves, Miley Cyrus, and Katy Perry all sang together at the Grammys with Dolly. Here's them doing 9 to 5.
Here we go. Do I have that clip, guys? Here we go. This is 9 to 5.
From 9 to 5, everybody. Working 9 to 5. What a way to make a living.
All right, there you have it.
I'm Morgan number two. That's your skinny.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So this 8-year-old cat named Arthur, he got trapped inside of a wall in a bathroom. Kind of crazy.
Probably crawled through a hole and they couldn't get out.
Totally stuck. The owner attempted removing some bricks but couldn't reach his cat, so had to call RSPCA. And this animal collection officer came over and had to call in some builders. They all worked together, freed the cat, was covered in dust, took him to the vet because he had a paw injury. But Arthur is now doing really, really well, and all the holes in the bathroom have been securely blocked up so that this does not happen again.
But first of all, I love the story.
Yes. Am I saying Arthur weird? I'm saying it's Arthur, I'm saying
I don't
Arthur.
Know what it is.
It's Arthur.
Well, who writes a book?
An author.
Who is the king?
Arthur.
There you go.
I know. All right. I definitely.
And so what's the difference in the SPCA and the R?
RSPCA?
What's R mean?
The real.
Rescue, maybe.
Rescue.
I never heard the RSPCA before.
Yeah.
So anyway, I love animals getting saved. Does anybody want to Google that so listeners don't get mad at me?
It is the Royal Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals.
The Royal Society. Wow.
Ah, dun, 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 dun.
Hey. Jubilant night, eh? Let's save an animal.
We need your help. Come right meow.
That's pretty funny.
You like that?
Yeah, good. All right, Amy, thank you very much. And that is Tell Me Something Good. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Over to Amy right now.
The Morning Corny.
Did you hear about the blind porcupine?
Did I hear about the blind porcupine? No, I didn't.
He fell in love with a pincushion.
I haven't done this in a while.
Okay. Can we just redo it? Is that insensitive?
Because he can poke it.
Like, insensitive. What are you?
Well, I don't know.
Offending the porcupine.
Voodoo.
Blind porcupine.
No, that's not.
No, no. The pin cushion because it's pokey. It's pokey. Like it feels like a porcupine would feel.
No, no.
With the pins in it.
I would think the cushion part doesn't. There's the pins in the cushion.
Yeah.
Right. The pin cushion, right. It feels.
Do you want another shot at it?
Sure.
The Morning Corny.
What did the boy octopus say to the girl octopus?
What did the boy octopus say to the girl octopus?
Can I hold your hand?
Okay, now we're talking.
Okay.
We're back. She's back, folks.
Yeah.
Back, all right.
That was the Morning Corny.
Watching the Grammys last night and. Let me say this. It's way too long. I watched all 3.5 hours.
Oh, my gosh.
Man.
You did?
I tuned out for just a second.
Good job.
I know. I tuned out for just a second, and I started watching The Office because I was working on the show. Then I was like, you know what? I've already put 2 hours in. I might as well keep it on. So I watched all of it. It's extremely too long. We got to get this thing down to about 2 hours, and that's still long. But I wanted to see Best New Artist, which was at the end, because I thought Luke Combs had a shot to win. I knew he wasn't the favorite, but I thought he had a shot at it. And I wanted to see if Casey won the final award for Best Album, because after she won Best Country Album, I was like, oh, she's very much in the mix. And so I stayed up, and I watched it, and it was way too long. That being said, they need to do one of two things, either shorten it or just make it 5 hours long, because the 3.5 hours is a weird time. They can start that thing at like 5 o'clock and run it to 10, and it's just like a viewing experience like the Super Bowl. They should either make it a big old festival-type event on the show or cut it. But I thought Alicia Keys did a fantastic job as a host because she wasn't trying to be funny. And I liked it when they would come back early and not tell her. And she would just be like talking. it was just like you were just watching something you shouldn't see. And people like to see that. So I thought Alicia Keys was a wonderful host. I thought it started so strong. Last year, the guy at the Grammys got in trouble for going, all right, women, you got to step up. And he got in big trouble because they're like, we do step up. And so this was the last year he was able to do it. Mm-hmm. So they also put all the female artists up front, and they dominated. They dominated. It was Camila Cabello crushed her performance at Havana. And I was like, okay. I've heard this song 10,000 times. And they came out, and I was like, ready to salsa dance.
Yeah, it's so good.
It's fantastic. Yeah. She did great. And I thought Ricky Martin coming out was awesome. I thought their little dancing thing was good. That was great. So that happened. I thought the Miley Cyrus and Shawn Mendes doing In My Blood together was great. Sometimes I feel like good looking dude, that Shawn Mendes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then he goes over to Miley. That was wonderful. And this is just the beginning. What else happened at the beginning? Because there were a bunch of female performances where I was just like, oh, they were super smart to do this. Not, they didn't even say they were doing it. It was just like strong, strong, strong. That Janelle Monáe performance, where it was like it's the Make Me Feel song, was probably the coolest one of the night.
Maybe, I didn't see it.
Maybe not the best vocally. It was really good vocally, but there were some vocal performances that were like just super stellar. She was playing guitar, and they had a little dance routine going. It was awesome. I thought she was great. I thought the Post Malone stuff was good until the Red Hot Chili Peppers performed. And I was like, this is stupid. And I love the Red Hot Chili Peppers. But Post Malone started on acoustic guitar and... I'll put you out of your... Tell me that it's all okay. Just him playing acoustic guitar on the stage. And he does a little bit of rock star, and then he joins Chili Peppers to play guitar. And they were playing some new song. Nobody wants to hear legendary acts do new songs, especially on an award show. Shut up. Shut up, Chili Peppers. And I love you. This is tough love right now.
Wow.
I don't even care if he shaves his mustache. I wasn't even creeped out by it. But thought that was pretty terrible. What else was good that I liked? I thought Dan and Shay were really good. They set up and played acoustic, and at the end of it, Shay just held a note for like the world record.
So good.
He was just like, ah! I was like, dang, man. So I thought they represented pretty strongly. The Dolly tribute was awesome because it was Casey and Katy Perry, and then Dolly came out. And then they sang, and I thought that was pretty good. And then when Miley Cyrus came out and they sang together, mm-hmm. It was like Miley Cyrus blew them away. Everybody. That Miley Cyrus is unbelievable. Yeah. She sang twice last night. She did In My Blood, and then she did Jolene with Dolly Parton. It was one of the best of the night. And I tweeted last night. I was like, I would take a Miley Cyrus country album. She's as country as anybody else. Mm-hmm. She grew up in Nashville. Her dad's freaking Billy Ray Cyrus.
Come on.
Her godmother's Dolly Parton. And all like the old school country guys are tweeting me like, shut up. You're the problem with country music.
Oh.
And I'm like, no, no. Well, yes, yes. But you're out of your mind.
Mm-hmm. So, she can do it.
And it would be so natural, organic. It'd be real for her.
Was there a song a while back, The Climb, considered country?
No.
Because I loved that song.
Yeah, me too. I feel like The Climb was in the Miley Cyrus, the Hannah Montana movie.
Okay,
so
I loved
heard.
It.
So I've heard.
Soundtrack.
Some research, huh, Bones?
I own it.
Well, I had a friend that wrote that song.
Right.
So I thought it was good. And I thought Casey went on and, you know, when she did Rainbow. Because the sky is finally open. Thought that was cool. The rain and wind stop blowing. Yet we're stuck out in the same old storm again. So let go of your umbrella. Cause darling, I was getting some messages last night from blogs going, hey, is it irritating to you to see all these other radio people going, oh, we love Casey Musgraves, when really... it's been very few that have supported her. And I was like, no, listen, I don't care how people support. Like, come late, come early. You know, I think it's a good thing. Johnny come lately or Johnny come way late. As long as Johnny comes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
As long as he shows up.
As long as Johnny arrives at the party, good. So I was happy because that's been my favorite album for like the last year and a half or so. So I was happy she won. And I thought for a 3.5-hour performance, it was pretty good.
So you'd either make it 2 hours or make it 5.
I cut it, and just go, let's be a little more on the point with this. Or I would just go, all right, we're just going to play it all day long. Like, line up. So, yeah, it's pretty good. See, I did stay up to see if Casey was going to win, and she did, which was really cool. So I think we'll play Rainbow from Casey Musgraves again. All right, welcome to the show. Everybody that won a Grammy, congratulations. They gave away a lot of Grammys. Did anybody in the room win a Grammy last night?
No, not us.
No. No.
Nobody here won?
Mm-hmm. You?
No. They gave away a lot, though. It was like 100 or something last night. Like, pretty much. I'm reading some texts here that we're getting as we're doing the show. Here's one. Bobby, what do you think of Lady Gaga's performance? I thought it was fantastic. That was weird, but Lady Gaga's always weird. But I thought it was fantastic. She had to come out and do that song without Bradley Cooper, so she had to do something extra. And so she did. She like
extra.
I wrote last night, was she playing The Floor is Lava as it starts? Because she was like tiptoeing through the floor. I thought it was fantastic. She's a weirdo, but that's what's amazing about her is that she's so weird. Here's one. Says, what do you think of Ricky Martin? Thought he was awesome. Thought he's better looking than he's ever been. That guy came out, I was like, look at him.
He hasn't aged.
Not at all.
It's weird.
Here's one. The Grammys need to cut all the commercials and they'd be fine. Okay. I don't think you know how things work. The Grammys only get to be on the air because of the commercials.
Right.
Like, we only get to be on the air because of the commercials. And so, that doesn't work like that. The show has to be paid for.
Yeah.
You're right. If it was just 3 hours of nothing but music and awesomeness, that'd be cool. But on a network,
not going to happen.
It's not going to happen.
It's like, not Netflix.
0%. If you want to pay to watch the Grammys, then you can watch it with no commercials. Like, that's how it would work. Mm. Like, if a lot of people subscribe to the Grammys and paid, you know, $4.99 or something, it worked that way. Amy, what happened that was so awkward?
Okay, so I'm in line at Free People checking out, and I guess this girl was meeting her sister at the mall, and she thought I was her sister, and since they were meeting, she went up to, like, surprise her, but came up and did, like, a hug behind, except for it was me. And she came up behind and embraced me. It was like, hey, you know, like happy sisters would do. And I'm like, I think I'm going to turn around and it be like, you know, my friend Kelly or something. Like, hey, oh, you're at Free People too. And it wasn't. I did not know the person at all. And then when I turn around and she sees my face and she realizes she doesn't know me, it was awkward for sure. And then her sister walks up. Like, I was like, hey. What up? I'm like, okay.
Did you guys have the same back of the head, same clothes?
Yes, we definitely looked similar. And we had the same style. Like, we were shopping in the same place. Like, I could see how she thought from behind I was her sister.
Mine is, I was at Target and I go up and I'm like, hey, because the Target has groceries and clothes.
Yeah.
Super Target?
Yeah. Most Targets just have it all now.
Okay. Yeah. Whatever. They have all the things. And I walk in and I'm like, hey, sir, can you show me where the milk is? Sir, it turned around as a woman.
Oh, I hate that. So awkward.
She had a short haircut. That's so awkward. Your attitude. It was from her. She was from the back.
Dude. I do that a lot.
Yeah, that's so awkward.
I built through bitch.
Talking about awkward situations, Amy's in the store and some woman comes up and hugs her from behind and Amy doesn't know the woman. The woman didn't know Amy. She just confused her.
It was like a shimmy hug, too.
Oh, wow. Hey, Patrick. In Florida, Patrick, you're on.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man. What you got?
So I'm an officer in the Air Force, and when I got to my first base, I didn't realize, like, the group leadership, which is a bunch of, like, colonels and lieutenant colonels and stuff, or hold a, like, a monthly, quarterly party, and us little baby first or second lieutenants are all responsible for the Margaritaville. So we go there, we do the Margaritaville duties, and then, like, on the way out of the party, everyone's saying their goodbyes, and I had no clue how to say goodbye to the colonel who ran the party, so I gave her this, like, awkward Christian side hug, and needless to say, like, pretty much any meeting after that was just slightly awkward.
Are you not supposed to hug the colonel?
I guess not. I probably would have done just fine.
Probably, like, funny. Are you supposed to, like, salute or something?
Patrick, appreciate that call. Appreciate you for serving, too, man. Thank you. Hey, Cody in Oklahoma.
Yeah.
You're on the air, bud.
Hey, Bobby, how's it going?
Good, man. What you got?
Okay, so I was in Taco Bell, like, 2 days ago, and I'm standing in line, and this lady walks out from where the bathrooms are. And she walks over to me and, like, she's standing, like, behind me or to my side-ish. And she puts her hand in my back pocket and is just kind of standing there. And so I kind of turned to her and I was like, hello. And she looked at me and she's like, oh my God, I thought you were my husband.
That's funny. Come on. That's a good one, Cody. Appreciate that call, man.
Cody just trying to get a taco.
He's like, well, hello.
She was probably three chalupas in, huh? Didn't know where she was. Cody, thanks for the call, man. All right, Monday morning confessions, and Lunchbox is going to lead us off here. He's got a confession he'd like to bring to the show.
Oh, wow.
We always love it when we start with our own. Go ahead.
So I got to confess that my son had his first bruise on his arm and kind of bump on the side of his head. And I told my wife that it probably happened at daycare. And the truth is, I was watching my son and I left him sitting on the couch or laying on the couch. And I ran in the kitchen to get something. And that's when he decided to roll over for the first time. And he rolled right off the couch and hit his arm and hit his head. And I have felt guilty for the last 2 or 3 weeks. And I've been keeping it inside. And it didn't happen at daycare. And I am the one that did it, and I am sorry.
He's sorry. But you know what? You did it. Yes. It's all okay.
It's okay.
It's all okay. There
Wait,
you go.
Wait, is the baby okay, though?
Yeah, the baby's okay.
Then it's all okay.
It feels like there's more you're going to say. The baby's okay.
I mean, babies bounce back, but I mean, my wife probably went to daycare every day going, oh, this is the people that hit my, my kid got a bruise here. My kid got a bruise here. Oh.
Feel good now?
Yeah, I feel a lot better.
See, tell our listeners it feels good to get it out.
It does feel good to get it off your chest.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, Allie in Tennessee, you're on.
Hey, Bobby. Hey. Oh my gosh, so exciting. So my Monday morning confession is that I was making my fiance sandwiches for work, and when I went to pull out the bread, the end piece was completely covered in mold. But I went in the bag, and the pieces I need didn't have mold on them, so I used them anyway.
Oh, so you used the non-mold. Here's my problem with that.
Is that okay?
Well, we've all done it, right?
Yep.
Because one, you don't want to go to the store. Two, you ain't got no money, right?
Correct.
Either one of the two things are happening. So I always am scared that that non-moldy piece I'm using really has some secret little bitty mold on it. Because if that end piece has a lot of mold on it, there's probably a little bitty mold in there, too, that I'm not seeing.
Yeah, it just hasn't sprouted. Like, it's there.
Oh,
it just
it's
hasn't
for sure there.
Grown, like, to where you see it.
Yeah. But, Allie, I feel like you're okay. Is he good? Is he sick? Can he make it? Everything good?
No, he made it. He's
good.
Fine.
Yeah, there. Hey, come on. All good. It's all good. You're cleansed. You guys can call us if you have a Monday morning confession, 877-77-BOBBY. I do a segment on my Instagram stories. Do you see them called Tell Me Your Secret?
Yes.
It's kind of like this. There are some crazy ones up right now. And they'll disappear in the next 12 hours or so. But there are some crazy ones. And I draw little pictures.
And you put music to it this time.
Oh, yeah. This time was Tell Me Your Secret and I'll give you a song. But it's totally anonymous. So it's on my Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones, on my Insta story. Monday morning confessions. Let's do Madison in Kansas. Madison, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm really good. Go ahead and share something with me.
Okay, last week we went to the Luke Combs concert, and I called my son in sick the next day because we got home so late. Well, later that day I got a text from his principal asking how the concert was.
Oh, come on. That's funny. And why was the principal so passive-aggressive? Like, you're the mom. You called in sick, right?
It's just a small school. I think it was just like a checking in kind of thing. And then she commented about a picture she had seen on my Facebook about it.
But again, that's still a very passive-aggressive way to
get you.
How's the concert? Just be like, hey, I saw you at the concert, if you're going to bring it up at all.
Right.
It's also not their business to bring that up.
Exactly.
Am I wrong on this, Eddie?
No, she can do whatever she wants with her kid. The principal has no say in that.
Well, Madison, thank you for sharing that with us. Hey, let's go to Whitney in Oklahoma. Whitney, share your confession for Monday.
Okay, so my husband has got a little bit of a dad bod, so he decided he wanted to diet, and I agreed because I wanted to be there for moral support, and I have been cheating on his diet when he's not around. So,
So you haven't been living up to your part of the bargain?
No. I haven't. But I'm like 5'8". I weigh 115. I don't really need to diet.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You're thin.
Yeah. I eat what the kids eat when they eat. And so does he, but it's just not going well for him. So.
And he doesn't know this?
Nope.
Does he listen to the show at all?
Nope. He's at work.
Okay.
But I'll probably feel guilty and have to tell him later.
Yeah.
Yeah, that happens. That being a good person sometimes sneaks up on you. Hey, thanks, Whitney. Hey, Marissa in Ohio, you're on.
Good morning.
Good morning. Tell me something here.
So my husband put me in charge of buying our tickets for Monster Jam Finals. And instead of the $300 he thinks I spent closer to $800 on tickets.
Whoa. Are you getting to drive the truck? Can you take the truck home?
Yeah, grave digger.
That kind of money?
No, we got like upgraded passes. And so instead of just going to the show, we get to meet the drivers and things like that.
Well, is he going to care that you spent $500 more?
He might at first, but once he gets there, he's going to thank me for it.
Okay. So it's an investment.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, thank you for that.
That's an after-the-fact confession, you know?
What did you think about Brad Pitt going to Jennifer Aniston's birthday party?
I was just looking at pictures from her party, yeah. And it looks so fun.
She turned 50, and then the big story was Brad Pitt showed up.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's good. I mean, it's been a long, long, long time since they were together, but...
Are they saying they might be back together?
No, are they?
I don't know.
Is he single too now? Like, they're all...
I don't know. It says, don't get too excited. There's no indication they're back together, no matter how bad you want it. But a source says she was happy. They hugged and chatted for a bit. So, let's see. Let's read the guest list here on the party.
Yeah.
Courtney Cox and Lisa Kudrow from Friends, the other two friends.
Wow.
That's cool. They're still friends, right?
Yeah.
Also, Gwyneth Paltrow. John Mayer was there.
Dang.
Who's her other ex.
Yep.
Whoa!
Mm-hmm. George Clooney... Robert Downey Jr., Ellen, Barbara Streisand, Pharrell.
Gwyneth.
Reese Witherspoon. Man.
Kate Hudson.
Yeah, pretty cool.
Yeah, she doesn't, yeah.
What are you looking
50.
At?
I'm thinking they're back together. There's something going on.
Well, John Mayer was there, too. That's her ex-boyfriend, too.
But not as serious as Brad Pitt.
Well, yeah, they were married.
They were?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
Joey Gallo, one of the big stars in Major League Baseball, plays for the Rangers, and he went to his hometown in Henderson, Nevada to deliver brand new cleats to the high school's baseball team. Every member of the Basic High School Wolves baseball team got a pair of cleats from their hometown hero, which is pretty cool. So shout out to Joey going back home. That's cool.
That's like what you did with uniforms. Well, did you hand deliver them, though?
Well, no.
No.
Hold on. Oh. Relax. No, it's too many. I bought my high school football jerseys, home and away, and then I bought all the basketball shoes, but I did not hand deliver them.
No.
And I did not get a Tell Me Something Good, but thank you for bringing that up.
But they knew where it came from, right?
I don't know. It doesn't matter. I didn't, listen.
Yeah, I don't know that.
My thing was, I didn't play basketball when I was a kid because I couldn't afford the shoes. And if you didn't have the matching shoes, you couldn't play on the team. So I literally couldn't afford the shoes, and I was so embarrassed that we were so poor that I thought, man, if I can ever fix that for kids where they don't have to not play because they can't afford something. So I'd heard that a couple kids on the team couldn't afford shoes, and I didn't want them to feel like they were getting handout shoes in front of everybody else. So I was like, I'll just buy the whole team shoes.
Yeah.
So yeah, like the Mountain Pine basketball team, I think there were 11 players on the team. And so I just got everybody's shoes so no one knew who was poor and who wasn't.
Same. Yeah.
But yeah, shout out to him for doing that. That's always cool when you can give back to your home. That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones here. Been talking about this for a while. If you haven't played Best Fiends yet, man, you're missing out. It's like Friends without the R, Best Fiends. Best Fiends is the 5-star rated puzzle game that has me and millions of people obsessed. Like, go look at the rating of Best Fiends. That's how you know it's a good game. You solve thousands of fun puzzles. You collect tons of characters. We love the game here on the show. Morgan, number 2, loves the game. I think she plays it every morning before we start playing work, or at least most mornings. If you haven't given it a try, let me just recommend that you try it. You can play Best Fiends with the family, with the friends you love in your life. They're all probably playing it too. If they're not, you can get them on. Best Fiends, it's Friends without the R. And here's something. The fact that you can play Best Fiends without Wi-Fi is pretty awesome too. It's perfect for flights. It's perfect for long trips. Best Fiends is one of those games you'll keep wanting to play more and more and get to higher levels. America's falling in love with Best Fiends, so do yourself a favor and download Best Fiends for free from the App Store or Google Play today. That's Friends without the R, Best Fiends.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
We're transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Today's Thomas Edison's birthday. One of the most, you know, known American inventors. Do you know what he invented? Thomas Edison. Go ahead.
The light bulb.
There you go. So what I'll do, let's do easy inventor.
Oh, great. Oh.
Trivia.
It's not easy.
It is very easy.
No, it's just not.
No, it's so easy.
No. Ugh.
Now time for easy trivia. The inventor edition. I'll give you the inventor. Tell me what they invented. It's so easy, though.
It's so easy until you're playing.
Yeah. No. Just follow me here. Amy, ready? I'll give you the inventor. Tell me what they invented.
Okay.
Levi Strauss.
Levi jeans? Jeans?
Blue jeans. I'll accept that.
Okay.
It was Levi's, though.
No, not Levi's. Levi Strauss invented jeans.
Yeah, his jeans.
There you go. Lunchbox.
Yep.
Easy inventor trivia. Gabriel Fahrenheit invented what? Now think about your answer. Don't just yell things out like Amy does. Gabriel Fahrenheit.
Well, I mean, I guess it's the thermometer.
Is that
it's
your
the
guess?
Thermometer. Yeah.
You were scared. You were
scared. I thought maybe he just invented the system to measure it. I don't know what you'd call that.
Eddie.
Come on.
Adolphe Sax. What did he invent? Adolphe Sax.
Okay. How do you spell sax?
S-A-X.
Oh, of course. He invented the saxophone. I was about to go Goldman Sax.
Come on. Easy. These are all so easy.
Potato sax?
Amy.
Yeah.
Earl Tupper invented what? Earl Tupper.
Tupperware.
That's right.
Good job, Amy.
Lunchbox.
Yep.
Sylvester Graham.
He looks confused.
What did Sylvester Graham invent?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, could he have invented graham crackers? He could have, but is that a really worthy invention? The telegram is the only other thing that is graham.
Wow.
Good one.
I don't know what a telegram does, but there's a telegram, so telegram.
No, it's a graham cracker.
That's got to hurt.
Oh, trust me, it hurt.
Eddie.
Come on.
Robert Bunsen invented what? Robert Bunsen.
Okay, I know this. It's science. It's the burner. It's the Bunsen burner.
Boom!
Wow.
Dang, I almost missed that one.
Amy.
Yeah.
Samuel Morse invented what?
Oh, Morse code.
Oh, Amy's on fire.
Lunchbox. Henry John Heinz invented what?
Oh, come on now. Heinz ketchup?
I'll take ketchup.
Yeah.
There you go.
I think he does mustard too, dude. Be careful.
Well, he didn't invent mustard.
Oh.
Eddie.
Yeah.
Henry F. Phillips invented what? Henry F. Phillips.
Well, Edison did the light bulb, Phillips light bulb, so that's not it.
Henry F. Phillips.
I'm going to go with screwdriver.
Wow.
The Phillips screwdriver. Not the straight edge screwdriver.
The screwdriver is great.
Yeah.
So far, we'll go one more round. Amy.
Yeah.
Easy inventors. What did William Hoover invent?
Vacuum.
Yeah. Lunchbox.
Yep.
Emo Rubik invented what?
Emo Rubik?
Mm-hmm.
Emo Rubik. I think it's called Rubik's Cube. Rubik's Cube. That thing you play that makes you really smart.
What's it called?
Rubik's Cube.
There you go.
Yeah!
Eddie, you need this to stay in.
Come on.
You and Amy will be tied if you get it. My buddy Henry Heimlich.
Really? Your buddy Henry.
Yeah.
He did the Heimlich maneuver.
There you go. Okay. All right, so you two are
in. It's kind of easy.
That's why I said it's easy.
Yeah,
you
were in line.
Okay, so sudden death here. Amy and Eddie for the win.
Do we yell our names?
Yeah, buzzing with your names.
Okay.
James H. Salisbury invented what?
Eddie. Salisbury steak.
Yeah.
Amy, where are you at?
Yeah! Lunchbox, we've talked about your tax refund many, many times over the years. A lot of listeners are asking, like, what you're expecting this year.
I mean, I'm expecting it has to be around $13,000 because you get a bonus for having a kid.
Yeah.
And so you get to write that off. And so that's one of the benefits of having a kid is you make more money, is what they say.
Lunchbox every year gets a humongous return back. And we always go, boy, eventually you're going to get busted.
Yeah, he's going to get caught.
No. Guys, I do everything by the books. I just write off a lot of things that you guys don't think about writing off.
The IRS did put out a story yesterday that said that tax refunds are down 10% this year. So people are not getting as much back on their taxes this year as they have in years past. So the average refund check paid out is about $1,700, down from $2,000 at the same point last year.
What's the average?
$1,700.
He gets how much?
He's asking for $13,000.
I'm above average.
So when you get it back, you let us know.
Oh, I'll let you
know. All the listeners are asking. I got the text lines.
Yeah, I got to crunch numbers. I know you're getting emails, you're getting calls, Instagram, all that. But guys, be patient. It takes time. You got to crunch those numbers.
Once he used the wrong year and sent it in anyway.
Oh, my goodness.
He got a humongous one back. Never thought about it again. He didn't.
That's so bizarre.
What?
What did you do this weekend?
Well, we had the big hair day at our house on Saturday with my daughter, and she decided to go no extensions, which
big,
is...
Big hair day.
Well, yeah. So she has to get her hair done. I can't braid it at all. So we normally do extensions, which takes like 7 hours, and we blocked out time for that. But then she decided last minute, I think I just want to braid my natural hair. And she kind of had gone a couple weeks with like a cute little afro. It was precious, but very hard to take care of and maintain. And so... Then it only took less than 2 hours to just braid her hair, old school, like she used to do at the orphanage back in the day. So,
are you going to learn how to do that?
No.
Oh, you're not even, no. You don't even want to try to learn?
No. I mean, I could do little, I could separate it into cute little squares and make little pom-poms and put, I could make it cute, but I feel like that hair that I know I could learn how to do would be maybe for like a toddler, you know, she's 11 going on 12, so... She got the braids put in. No, it's very hard. Like, it's not easy.
On your son's hair, do you have a black barber that you go to?
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Would you take him to a white barber? Have you?
I went to somebody in Austin once that Ahmad goes to. I can't remember what race that person was.
I just wonder because...
I thought that person was Hispanic, but maybe not.
In high school, none of my black friends would go to a white barber.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. We go to... this girl Erica at Scouts Barbershop. There's a lot of white barbers in there, but she's not.
So you spent the whole weekend with hair?
Well, yeah, and then our dog got totally shaved, which she looks like a giant rat now.
Oh, really?
Because she was a labradoodle with like tons of hair and really shaggy, but it got so matted we had to shave her, and her little body is so skinny. She looks like one of those greyhound dogs. So I can't wait for her hair to grow back. She's embarrassed. What about you?
I had a couple friends in town that I did Dancing with the Stars with. They were pros. One's name is Emma, and one's name Emma danced with John Schneider, and then another one's Sasha, who's her husband, but he's also a dancer, and he danced with Marilee Rutten. But they came in; they were doing the Dancing with the Stars tour, so I took them out, and we went and ate, and we did a podcast together too. I was like, "Hey, come up, let's do a podcast." And so Emma, her parents were forensic detectives.
Whoa, that's cool.
No dance background at all. Our parents were like,
Well, in England, they're called SOCOs, which is scenes of crime officer, but over here, it's forensic.
Did you worry that your parents were, since they were investigating bad guys, that bad guys would like try to come at them?
Do you know, I actually didn't worry about that when I was a kid, but I do worry about it now with my mom because she does nights, and so she goes out to all these burglary scenes and fingerprints, and sometimes she's on her own just with her kid.
It's crazy.
Oh, wow.
This is the new BobbyCast. If you search BobbyCast, wherever you listen to podcasts, you can hear episode 157 with Emma and Sasha from Dancing with the Stars. And my thing is, they're married, but they dance with other people all the time. And it's like hardcore, you know, like body. And I'm like, is that weird?
I've never had an issue with like that at all because we both do it and we both understand what it is. Like it means nothing. It's like brushing your teeth. There's like no emotional attachment to it at all.
So here's the thing too. I was talking to him because there are two of them and he goes, you know, I used to date Sharna.
He like, did?
I knew it, but I didn't say it.
Really?
Yeah.
Everybody thinks that everybody's together all the time. Like,
Shauna and I were together for 3 years. Did you know that?
I did know that. I never brought it up, though, because I didn't know if I was supposed to.
Oh, no, you're allowed. You're totally allowed to. So when I first...
I didn't even bring it up to him. Not even to you. Like, I just didn't say anything about it. Yeah. How'd that work out?
It was good. I mean, I'm sitting in front of my wife here.
No,
you
okay.
Brought
you
it up. No.
And Shauna laugh about it all the time. It was never awkward. Even 6 months after they broke up, we were all on the show together.
So that's a whole podcast with those two.
Interesting.
And then we just went out and hung out the rest of the day. So, yeah, it's pretty good. Search BobbyCast. That's Emma and Sasha from Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, I don't know why it's like, at first I was like so shocked, but then like you never dated Sharna. Y'all just were dance partners.
Yeah, we never dated.
I know.
And we started to get mad.
But I was like, wait, what? Yeah. And then I'm like, oh, yeah.
It's Sheryl Crow's birthday today, 57 years old.
Oh, cool.
I love Sheryl Crow. I wish she would come on the show more. I try to get her to come up here all the time. She's never come up here. I think she's scared of us.
Is she?
She'll hang out with Amy outside of the show.
What? No.
Didn't you guys like have dinner together?
With other people that arranged it.
Oh, somebody can arrange a dinner with me and her. I'd do that too. Somebody arrange me a dinner.
I'm friends with her friend, but
I love Sheryl Crow. Mm-hmm. One of my favorites ever. My favorite three Sheryl Crow songs. Number three. I'm leaving Las Vegas. Leaving Las Vegas. Number two. If it makes you happy. Jam. It can't be that bad. Happy birthday, Sheryl Crow. Number one song by far, not even close. Strong Enough. Are you strong enough to be my man? Ride me. There you go. I promise. How was your weekend?
Oh, my weekend was great, man. I went to the movies.
What? Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What'd you see?
I took the wife to see Vice.
The Dick Cheney movie?
Yes.
How was it?
It was excellent.
Was it?
Yes.
People were upset that it was being nominated for awards because they didn't think it was that good. I didn't. I don't trust reviewers.
Have you ever seen The Big Short?
Yeah.
It's kind of like that. Yeah. It's shot in the same way. It's kind of funny.
Back and forth.
Funny, and yes.
It's only 66 positive on Rotten Tomatoes. But you say it's better than that?
I thought it was pretty good. I laughed, and I learned some things. Like, it was factual, and then they make jokes about it, and it was. I thought it was real good.
Where'd the baby go?
The baby, we got a free babysitter.
He's like, the baby, yeah.
Yeah, we left it at home.
I thought your theory was you could leave your baby at home for a couple hours. Just a baby.
Yes, but now my baby can roll over, so it's starting to be able to move. You can't really do that. When it could just lay there, there was no problem. He could get in no trouble. But now it's like,
no problem, how did you get trouble. A free babysitter?
Let's just say someone at daycare heard me talking about how I wanted work to pay for a babysitter, so they offered to babysit for free.
Did you tip them?
What?
No. They said free.
Wow, that's a really nice
that's really
person
awesome.
That works at a
Man,
daycare.
I wish I could get a mortgage payment for free.
Yeah, someone's listening.
Yeah.
On smart, the house. Smart.
That'd be cool. That'd be cool.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Sometimes we just open it up and go, hey, what do you want to know that we haven't talked about in a while? Let's go to Dakota in Alabama. Dakota, you're on. This is what we call the Bobby Bones Show press conference. Let's go to Dakota in the corner. Dakota, you're on.
Hey, I was wondering if there was any way you could tell Lunchbox his surprise today.
Oh, that's a good question.
Great call.
No, but I can tell it to him on Friday of this week.
Okay.
So I can't tell him right now, but Lunchbox has a surprise coming that kind of has just been out there for a couple months. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I wasn't allowed to tell him, and now I finally am. So Friday of this week, Lunchbox will get to know what's going on with that. So if you want to call us and hop in, 877-77-BOBBY, get on with us. Hey, Rich in Oklahoma. I think Rich is back doing the bat. Let's go. It's a crazy press conference.
Hey, guys, please, Bobby, we'll get to all your questions.
I'll get to all your questions. Hold on a minute. Rich in Oklahoma. Everybody, go ahead. Rich, you're on. Hey,
Rich, are you there?
Rich, are you there, buddy?
Hey, you probably got lost in the crowd.
Rich?
Yo.
You're on the air, buddy.
Bobby Bone Show. What's up, Bobby?
Man, just doing the show. What's up with you, bud?
Nothing, just driving to work. Lunchbox is the most underrated guy on the show.
Cool.
Anyhow.
Go ahead. Go ahead, what?
My radio.
Hello?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah. Yes, go ahead.
So, of like all career choices that you could have had, like why radio?
Why radio? Amy, you first.
Well, ever since you were 5 years... Oh.
No, not about me.
He wants to know for you.
Oh, let's go around the room. Amy, you first.
I was like, well, I'll take this one. I met Bobby. We became friends and then decided to give it a go. I fell into it because of him. I had zero aspirations for radio, but here we are about 13 years later. So, I mean, and now it's my career and I love it and I strive to do more with it. But in the beginning... It just happened.
And Amy tried to quit like three times.
Oh, yeah. I definitely tried to quit three times.
I don't even think this radio was about radio for you. It was just about hanging out with all of us.
Yeah, no. In fact, I remember when I was trying to decide if I was going to join the show or not, whenever you called me to be like, hey, okay, do you want to come on and be the co-host? I had a good job that I liked. And I called my mom and I was like, what should I do? And I remember she saying, okay, well, if you're ever going to do something crazy like this, like...
Crazy?
Well, like going to be on a radio show. Yeah. I don't know.
Amy was doing sales at the time.
Yeah. She's like, just do it now. You're young. You're like 24, 25. Go do it now. And so... I did it based on my mom being like, just give it a go now, and then you can always fall back on your whatever on else later. Mm-hmm. And now here we are.
With me, Rich, this is just one of the things I wanted to do. But I've always known I wanted to do radio and be a comedian and write jokes and write books. So I was able to do this the earliest. I started when I was 17. So, man, I could get it. I did TV for a while, like news, and hated that. It's too serious. So, yeah, I've just been doing this forever since I was a teenager, man.
Oh, man, that's awesome.
All right, cool. Is that it, bud?
Yeah, just bought your book.
Oh, thanks, man. Well, good luck with those. Appreciate that. All right, thank you very much. Let's do one more. Let's go to, is this Jamine in Mississippi? Jamine?
Jasmine?
I don't know. They wrote Jamine up on the wall. Sorry about that, Jasmine.
It's okay.
What would you like to say?
What is one of your happiest times on the show?
Happiest time on the show? It's a tough one. Amy, happiest time on the show?
Golly, we've had some good moments for sure on this show.
I do. One that comes to my mind is there was a captain in the Air Force, Nathan Nelson, who we bought a house for him, the listeners and us. He went and he, like a mortar bomb went off and he couldn't move around his house and he had a new kid. And so we got on the air and said, hey, and we were able to buy him a house.
Well, yeah, we had the camo Pimp and Joy shirts.
It's stuff like that to me that are super satisfying. So, Amy?
Those are the highlights. Like, I would say whenever we do Joy Week, and maybe the very first one for me was super special. Stuff like that when we rally together with our listeners and come together and make a difference somehow.
Lunchbox?
Ooh, happiest moments on the show. I mean, when Garth Brooks sat in here and sang, I mean, it was like, wow, that's amazing. I thought that was pretty cool.
McKenna in Ohio, you're on.
Hi, I was wondering if Amy has used her microwave yet.
Oh, that's a good question, because Amy's so anti-microwave.
I have not.
You have not used it?
Nope.
McKenna.
What are you waiting for?
It's in my pantry.
She's
still?
Yeah.
Why aren't
I mean,
you,
but
why
there's an
it?
Extension cord. Apparently, our nanny uses it sometimes, but there's
so
an extension cord. It has been used. I haven't been home, but my husband told me that it's been used. So I don't know. I go old school. I just take it to the stovetop. It's not a big deal.
She goes old school. Yeah. Hey, McKenna, where do you live in Ohio?
I live in Millersburg, which is Holmes County.
Okay. Hey, can I give you a prize?
Yeah.
Okay. But it's like a humongous prize. And you don't, this okay. wasn't even a competition, but I have one to give away. If I give you a trip, can you probably go?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, McKenna, what?
You're just going to, this wait, is wait, how wait. You're giving away the trip?
Why not?
Just somebody, like, this is amazing.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Okay.
So.
Brace yourself.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Brace yourself, because you're going to win a 3-day, 2-night trip for you and a guest to attend the iHeartRadio Music Awards in Los Angeles, California on March 14th.
No freaking way.
Yeah. Round trip, airfare for two nights, hotel accommodations, two tickets to the show.
It's, oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's a whole thing. Taco Bell gave me this opportunity to give a trip away to the iHeartRadio Music Awards. So as a reward to you, the fan, I would like to give you this trip. And again, airfare.
Oh, my gosh.
Two nights hotel.
I'm gonna freak out.
Don't crash. Two tickets to the iHeartRadio Music Awards. We're giving away another trip outside of this one at BobbyBones.com. The link's at the top of our website. But, yeah, thanks to Taco Bell, the iHeartRadio Music Awards, and, yeah, BobbyBones.com. But, really, McKenna, you just won. There's nothing to it. You don't have to buy anything. You literally just called, and I want to give you this trip.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you.
And you can go, right?
Yes.
Who are you going to take with you? I'm putting you on the spot right here.
I don't know. I was literally just thinking about that.
Uh-oh.
I'll probably take my fiancé with me.
Is he going to freak out?
Probably.
Yeah, that's crazy. Okay, I'm going to put you on hold. We're going to get your information, and hopefully we'll see you out there.
Yeah.
Okay.
I go fiancé on it, especially if he's a country music fan.
Yeah, she's online too. No, wow. It's not. This is music. It's all formats.
Oh, the awards. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I was already thinking Country Fest.
No, this is like a month away.
And she just called to ask how Amy's microwave is doing.
You never know around this place.
Wow.
I know. I'm like Oprah.
Yeah.
You get tickets.
Here's a story for you. I watch this video. It's insane. This guy is texting. He's walking down the street and he doesn't see a manhole. He goes right into it. It's unbelievable.
That's crazy.
A man was injured Sunday night when he was busy on a cell phone and did not notice an uncovered manhole at a construction site. A camera in a dark street caught the moment. I'm talking about he's walking, guys. It's dark. But he's looking at his phone and he just disappears. Whoop.
The man fell into the water sewage system, and a passerby who saw it alerted authorities. The firefighters pulled him to safety before he was transported to a hospital. Are you watching the video?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Hey, can you make that, like, Insta story? Can I put that on my Insta story? That's a great one. Yeah, we'll put it at BobbyBones.com, too. But that's crazy, huh?
Yeah.
You know who's going to be on the show, I believe, Wednesday? It's Colton Underwood, The Bachelor.
Okay.
Do you guys, what would you ask him if he's on?
I mean, there's a lot to know. I mean, I want to know if they really do not eat the food, because people told me that when they go on those dinner dates, that they're not allowed to eat the food.
Okay. I didn't even know that. That'd be a good question.
Which is so weird. How do you sit there and not eat or drink?
You think he can say whether or not there's a legit drink limit? Because I felt like there was unlimited drinks, but other people have come on now and said that there is a limit. You can't have like more than two. And I'm like, these people are acting like that after just two?
I think he'd say. Okay. I don't know. But I tweeted at him on like Saturday or so, and he hit me back. He was like, oh, come on. Why not?
Nice.
So, yeah, Colton Underwood. I wonder if he's with it. I don't even know who wins. Don't say if you do know. Have you guys looked ahead?
No. I don't ever look ahead because I don't want it to be ruined.
Hey, speaking of relationships, Raymundo and his girlfriend celebrated 5 years together over the weekend.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah, thank you.
Come on. Look at you guys.
Yeah, it was awesome. I can't believe we made it 5 years. That's crazy.
You posted on your Insta story a picture of her, and it said future bride.
Yeah.
See, that ended up then getting a little misconstrued. People thought we got engaged or something like that. I was just saying, like, she's going to be my bride someday, but it didn't happen this weekend.
Ray. The picture you posted of her, she had tears in her eyes. I literally sent her a text message.
Yeah, I know. I don't know what I was thinking, so I ended up having to delete the story because I was getting blasted.
And she was like, oh no, he didn't propose. I wish. And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm sorry. Happy anniversary.
What on earth?
This story about how you guys met 5 years ago?
It was through my buddy's Tinder. My buddy Tindered her, and before he left town, I was like, hey, give me that blonde chick's number. Boom, 5 years later, we've been dating now 5 years.
Did he ever, like, date her?
We all partied together. I mean, he left town, though. He was only here for a weekend. And I said, hey, that one blonde chick was really hot. Can I steal her number from you? And he did. Rest is history.
He smooch her?
No, because we were all just hanging out together. Thank God they didn't. That'd have been awkward.
So he met her on Tinder.
Yep.
And then you were like, can I get that girl you Tindered with?
Yep. We hung out with them at her place, which is where I now live. We went to some bars together, had a great time. And then I made sure I got her digits because I didn't get them from her when we were hanging out, but stole them from him.
So how did you plan on celebrating the big 5 years?
Like,
because y'all were drinking all day.
We were drinking all day.
Ray was so drunk. I went out and met with him that night.
You did?
Ray was so drunk at dinner.
That's the thing when you get brunch specials. We go to this one place and you could get two bottles of champagne for the price of one. I mean, that's just going to lead to trouble.
If you can lead it to trouble.
But then, so did you plan like the brunch? Did you have the whole thing? Because I didn't know what your plans were. 5 years is a big deal.
Oh, I know. Yeah, we bounced around. We wanted to go to all the bars that we've gone to the past 5 years. We met up with friends at Aldean's. We did it right, and then we did dinner at night. And to make it the entire day, I was pretty impressed with us.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was pretty.
And shout out to Bobby for, I know he did the dinner, so I thought that was super thoughtful and sweet.
Well, it was so dope because it was a very nice restaurant. So, I mean, I obviously.
And I was like.
It's my girl, so I like wanted to pay for it. But hey, if Bones is paying for it, baby, let's go. Bring out the steak, bring out the drinks. We were doing everything.
Yeah. Did you?
Wait.
Did she know that Bobby was like had gifted that to y'all?
Well, yeah, I guess. But then at the end, it's kind of obvious, you know, when I'm not like getting out my credit card.
Wait,
like,
Bobby paid for your anniversary dinner
as a gift, an anniversary gift.
What?
I texted Raymundo.
What in the world?
I texted Raymundo and I said, hey, congratulations on 5 years. I have you guys a reservation set at this nice restaurant. I've paid for everything. And so they go. And by the time the dinner was ending, I went over to see them. And he was so drunk.
At dinner.
But it was good. You guys had a good time?
We had such a great time. We were drinking wine. And don't ever get the drink that's called the Voodoo Dolls because I think it was straight tequila.
Yeah?
Yeah, and it hit me real hard. I don't really remember the ride home in that Uber. All I know is we did a little kissing.
Do you remember me coming and seeing you guys?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
What?
You paid for their dinner.
I wasn't planning on going over there. But,
I understand that.
Set it all up. Yeah, you call and you give them the credit card and you say, hey, this is whatever they do, it's on me. And then you say where the tip is ahead of time. And
wow. Then, my wedding anniversary is May 16th or 17th.
Or
he didn't ask.
Remember.
He didn't ask.
No, I'm not
it.
Asking. I'm just letting everybody know.
I literally texted him and was like, what are you guys doing for your anniversary? He's like, He's like, nothing. Where do you want to meet up? And I was like, no, I'm not meeting up. But yeah, congratulations, Raymundo.
Yeah, wow. I thought you were inviting us over to the pool or something like that. And then you're like, no. Here's the plan. You're going to a dinner. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. I didn't know it was a pool party or what.
It was like 12 degrees.
I know. I thought yours turned hot, though, at night.
You know, a heater.
At night, it turns into a Studio 59 or whatever that place was. That's okay, Raymundo, thank you.
Yeah, hey, thank you. I appreciate it.
Congratulations, bud. 5 years. Almost time for that wedding ring. And probably shouldn't be tweeting my future bride.
Oh
my
goodness.
With an arrow on her head.
Oh. And with her looking teary-eyed like he just proposed. Yeah. Bobby Bones.
Apparently there's an ice cream that helps you sleep.
Okay.
Sounds like the perfect excuse to eat ice cream before bed.
I'm into that.
It's only available online. If you're having trouble sleeping, the answer is possibly more ice cream. There's a company called Night Food. I don't know. It's slippery slope to eat ice cream to go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
It's very different than regular ice cream, but they say regular ice cream is bad for your sleep because of the sugar or, how do you say, sucralose?
Yeah.
Or caffeine.
Yeah.
This has extra protein, lots of other amino acids and enzymes. And it's also low calorie with 320 calories in a pint.
Oh, a whole pint?
In a pint. So if you don't eat the whole pint. Yep.
Can you eat the whole thing for 320 calories?
There are 8 different flavors. And again, it's sleep ice cream. It's not a commercial. It's called Night Food.
There's no, like, Xanax crushed up in there or something? No.
I don't think so. So I stopped taking any sort of Xanax at all on December 22nd of last year. And then I broke it and took, like, a quarter of one last night. I get random anxiety. Just crush me. And I was like, you know what? You can take a piece of one. And I took one and fell asleep last night. I had to.
Yeah.
I get these random anxiety attacks when I'm right before I go to sleep. And it's like my heart just goes. Then I can't fall asleep for, like, 2 hours. Because I'm trying to, like, do breathing exercises to go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
I'm having a baby. I'm doing Lamaze. Oh. Trying to go to sleep on a Sunday night.
I try to get you to use those oils.
The oils.
I mean, but as long as you notice when you need it, and then you take it.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Don't go back to where you're taking it too much.
I know. I'm off everything, except one. I took the one quarter of one. But I knew the last time I took it was December 22nd.
Yeah.
To February 10th last night. It's pretty good for me.
Pretty good. It's a good run.
All right, it's going to wrap it up for us. Amy, what's going on today?
Recording a podcast with my husband.
What?
Yeah.
He's going to be on your podcast?
This week.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Wow.
I have a new podcast up with two of my friends from Dancing with the Stars, two pros, Emma and Sasha. Emma danced with John Schneider this season, and Sasha danced with Mary Lou Retton. And so that's up. Search Bobby Cash. You can hear that. Probably going to do a Grammys podcast after the show today. You want to hop in that one, Eddie?
I'm in.
We'll kind of go over a lot of the Grammy stuff. Just search BobbyCast wherever you listen to podcasts. I got some catching up to do. I got to fly on Wednesday to do American Idol for the rest of the week. So I got to get some packing. And with that show, you can only wear clothes one time.
Because you're on TV?
Yeah. I would wear the same thing every episode they let me. Just do the, you know, Bill Gates and wear the same shirt, same pants. Because you either have to go all the way in the same or be different every time.
I'd Does
be the
Bill same. Gates do that too?
Or is that Jobs?
Or just Steve Jobs?
I don't know. All those
Some guy that invented a computer.
Yeah.
I think you meant Steve.
Yeah,
I
probably did. It's Monday. Give me a break. Lunchbox?
I got to take the kid to get a shot. He's got some shot at the doctor, so I got to do that. And then I got to get a nap, man.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Get that nap. All right, we're going to go. I'll probably box a little bit if my shoulder's okay.
Oh, yeah.
Otherwise, I'll do some spin class or something. You going to work out?
Yeah, I'm going to work out.
All right. We'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for hanging out, and see you Tuesday morning. Don't forget the BobbyCast. Search BobbyCast wherever you listen to your podcasts or listen to the show back. Search Bobby Bone Show on Demand on iHeartRadio. Thank you very much. That's it for us. Yeah. Hey. This is it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Tip your waitresses.
Hey, come on. Oh, all right.
Yeah. The Bobby Bone Show.